You will hear a radio interview with two writers called Caroline Stevenson and Simon Webb talking about writing crime fiction. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 70 seconds to look at part 3.
We're very pleased to have with us in the studio today crime writers Caroline Stevenson and Simon Webb, whose famous detective novels are proving very popular. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Simon, a lot of people seem to be getting concerned about crime fiction writing just making an entertainment of crime. What's your view on that?
Well, I know the actuality and reality of crime is far from entertaining, but when you look at crime writing, you can see all sorts of motives, if you like. It can be seen as documenting and articulating the times that we live in and engaging society in a larger debate. Then there are those who want to shock the reader, and that in itself is really a form of entertainment. Being a crossword addict myself, I present the readers with a puzzle which they have to try to unravel. And that's a far cry from any sort of need to communicate a moral message or say anything of true significance.
But we can't get away from the fact that a crime has to be committed, and that's usually something quite violent in crime writing, isn't it?
I suppose that's one type of crime fiction, but I never have gory scenes in my books. I get all the horror over with in the first few chapters, and then make things a little bit lighter. And there's quite a fashion among crime writers at the moment to focus on the psychological profile of the criminal, which can be another way of avoiding the gore. And of course, the new TV drama series based on my books, Westwood, focuses on the clinical analysis of the whole business, seen through the eyes of a forensic scientist.
Now, turning to you, Caroline, your main character, the Chief Inspector, many people find him an unfathomable character. He seems to have so many sides to his personality.
Over the years, I've worked with a lot of the professionals whose jobs revolve around crime. Now, I do realise what a grim life many people lead, but there is a bit of humour among undertakers and pathologists. In fact, in those jobs, there needs to be a counterbalance to the seriousness of the situation, and my Chief Inspector reflects this aspect of what I've witnessed. Some readers think there's a subplot going on because he's single, but that's purely in their imagination, I can assure you.
And, Simon, have you ever thought of writing about something else?
Well, I suppose I could have turned my hand to other genres, but there would always have to be characters who showed a depth of passion. And I'm quite interested in what motivates people's behaviour. With any good complex plot, you can work in all those elements. But quite honestly, the whodunit offers all that, so I haven't really felt the need to explore.
And now you're both at the top of your profession, which has been recognised in the form of a number of Crime Writer Awards. How does that feel? Caroline?
Well, I know it's quite fashionable these days to play down awards like this. You know, you get all these suggestions that it's rigged and so on. But it does make you feel good when you've been judged worthy by your peers. The response of the general reading public is important too, of course, irrespective of what the experts might think of your work.
Simon?
For me, it's a great thrill when I meet someone who says, I just couldn't put the book down. I had to find out what happened next. For me, these personal encounters count too. Although the recognition of one's fellow authors in the form of these glamorous awards does feel very special. I'm a rather unglamorous person, really, though, and not always comfortable being the focus of attention.
Right. So, Caroline, what does the future hold? Rumour has it that you're going to make your famous chief inspector retire. What then?
Have you heard that from me? Although sometimes it appeals to me because it's become so expected of me that every year I'll churn out another one in the series. I sometimes wonder if I shouldn't be trying something new. But on the other hand, I know my chief inspector so well. It's almost as though I've lived with him for all these years. And when it comes down to it, it's proved an extremely lucrative business.
Now you'll hear part three again.
We're very pleased to have with us in the studio today crime writers Caroline Stevenson and Simon Webb, whose famous detective novels are proving very popular. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Simon, a lot of people seem to be getting concerned about crime fiction writing just making an entertainment of crime. What's your view on that?
Well, I know the actuality and reality of crime is far from entertaining, but when you look at crime writing, you can see all sorts of motives, if you like. It can be seen as documenting and articulating the times that we live in and engaging society in a larger debate. Then there are those who want to shock the reader, and that in itself is really a form of entertainment. Being a crossword addict myself, I present the readers with a puzzle which they have to try to unravel. And that's a far cry from any sort of need to communicate a moral message or say anything of true significance.
But we can't get away from the fact that a crime has to be committed, and that's usually something quite violent in crime writing, isn't it?
I suppose that's one type of crime fiction, but I never have gory scenes in my books. I get all the horror over with in the first few chapters, and then make things a little bit lighter. And there's quite a fashion among crime writers at the moment to focus on the psychological profile of the criminal, which can be another way of avoiding the gore. And of course, the new TV drama series based on my books, Westwood, focuses on the clinical analysis of the whole business, seen through the eyes of a forensic scientist.
Now, turning to you, Caroline, your main character, the Chief Inspector, many people find him an unfathomable character. He seems to have so many sides to his personality.
Over the years, I've worked with a lot of the professionals whose jobs revolve around crime. Now, I do realise what a grim life many people lead, but there is a bit of humour among undertakers and pathologists. In fact, in those jobs, there needs to be a counterbalance to the seriousness of the situation, and my chief inspector reflects this aspect of what I've witnessed. Some readers think there's a subplot going on because he's single, but that's purely in their imagination, I can assure you.
And, Simon, have you ever thought of writing about something else?
Well, I suppose I could have turned my hand to other genres, but there would always have to be characters who showed a depth of passion. And I'm quite interested in what motivates people's behaviour. With any good complex plot, you can work in all those elements. But quite honestly, the whodunit offers all that, so I haven't really felt the need to explore.
And now you're both at the top of your profession, which has been recognised in the form of a number of crime writer awards. How does that feel? Caroline?
Well, I know it's quite fashionable these days to play down awards like this. You know, you get all these suggestions that it's rigged and so on. But it does make you feel good when you've been judged worthy by your peers. The response of the general reading public is important too, of course, irrespective of what the experts might think of your work.
Simon?
For me, it's a great thrill when I meet someone who says, I just couldn't put the book down. I had to find out what happened next. For me, these personal encounters count too. Although the recognition of one's fellow authors in the form of these glamorous awards does feel very special. I'm a rather unglamorous person, really, though, and not always comfortable being the focus of attention.
Right. So, Caroline, what does the future hold? Rumour has it that you're going to make your famous chief inspector retire. What then?
Have you heard that from me? Although sometimes it appeals to me because it's become so expected of me that every year I'll churn out another one in the series. I sometimes wonder if I shouldn't be trying something new. But on the other hand, I know my chief inspector so well. It's almost as though I've lived with him for all these years. And when it comes down to it, it's proved an extremely lucrative business.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.